Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for November 3rd, the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders are brilliant and the solution to resolve the problems we face in America. We can and indeed will restore the greatest country on the face of the earth, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. The idea to have a revolution is bogus. We need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk Crosby's with me, and I normally do the recap of the broadcast. I'm going to have to get to that later, because I'm telling you right now, CNN is reporting absolutely critical breaking news. Kurt, welcome, sir. Are you ready? Uh-oh, Kurt's not fired up enough. Come on. You there, Kurt? I told Kurt right before the show to be ready for National Sandwich Day. He's not even ready for this. What on earth is going on around here? All right, National Sandwich Day, ladies and gentlemen, is today. Never mind that it's Election Day. That takes a backseat to National Sandwich Day, okay? You got to understand the importance of things in America. People love their sandwiches. Look, the portability of sandwiches has brought them forward from centuries. Okay? Now, there's all kinds of cool stuff going on for National Sandwich Day. All the restaurants that serve sandwiches, I shouldn't say all, but most, they're offering some kind of a National Sandwich Day deal. All right? This is serious business, man. Firehouse Subs, Sandwich Day. Subway, Sandwich Day. Hoagie Yogi, Sandwich Day. I'm telling you right now, the best submarine sandwiches made with the choicest meats on the planet. Veggies, cheeses, the list goes on. Yeah, steaming hot subs, cold subs. I'm telling you right now, hot specialty subs piled high with premium meats. Yeah. Just wow. It's just tremendous. National Sandwich Day. They're taking polls all over the country to find out what do you like the most. Are you just a simple PB&J guy? Are you a gal that likes chicken salad sandwich? What's your favorite? I asked Dan right before the broadcast in the uplink facility at republicbroadcasting.org. I said, Dan, what's your favorite? And he said, man, I'm a Northeast guy. I'm going to go with the traditional Italian, or somebody might say Italian, but Italian specialty, the classic, he says. Don't need all kinds of sauces on it. Just a little bit of oil, a little bit of black pepper, capicola ham, just, you know, the standard. Going straight up. What would you get? What would be your favorite sandwich? Kurt, are you finally with me yet, buddy? Maybe Kurt went to go get a sandwich. Maybe I explained it to him and he just melted down and went and got a cheese melt. Kurt, I was asking you your favorite sandwich. I told you to prepare for national. Look, this is national CNN headline news, my friend. And you're like missing an action.
I had to go do a survey.
You can't do that.
Know, since you said that, I figured.
I thought you went and got a sandwich.
I better go ask and see what the best sandwich
No, you got to know yours, but, man.
You know, the thing I made, at least that made me think of, was, you know, yesterday this one lady, when she was getting some raw honey.
Wait a minute. This doesn't even have to do with sandwiches.
She said, yeah, it does. She said, my husband just loves those peanut butter and honey sandwiches, you know. With that, you know, good honey. And she says, it was a returning victim is what I call them, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
So she just said, man, we got to have some more because we're almost out. And, you know, whether you like it, you know, like that or, you know, like for me, I'm more of a bacon, lettuce, and tomato would probably be one of my top
bacon,
sandwiches.
Lettuce, and tomato. First off, don't you know bacon's cancer BLT. Sticks ready to kill you, my friend?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
But that's why I do all the other healthy stuff.
That's the latest lie, by the way, that bacon's just ready to kill
you. Well, Well, I mean, you know, you can keep the Federal Reserve, you can keep the IRS, but you got to get rid of bacon now.
Darn right. It's bacon will kill you.
You know,
You can go into government education, but don't eat the bacon.
I knew we were rich when I was a kid because I remember one time Dad got some bacon, and we had bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. I thought, wow, that's a good times are here, you know.
I thought the goal was to bring home the bacon, but I guess that's yesteryear's deal.
Well, yeah, that's what he did. He brought home the bacon, and we had the bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. You know?
This is serious, Kurt.
Toasted wheat bread with, you know, a tomato that is, you know, from the garden, you know, preferably, and, you know, so you got to
make you just want to hurl.
Flavorful.
All right, so Kurt's going to bust out. Dan busted out on the traditional Italian, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, I'm not against that. Don't get me wrong.
Well, the traditional Italian just had a little bit of olive oil, no sauce or anything like that, a little bit of oil on it, and a little bit of black pepper and stuff like that. It was a traditional Northeast-style Italian sandwich, man. Classic all the way. Now, Kurt Crosby's going for the BLT, bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Just straight up ingredients, right? Toasted bread. Would you have cheese on that, dude?
You know, that's what I was just wondering about, is at least, in my opinion, that's the only thing that you'd probably do to improve it. You could do something like Swiss cheese or maybe even provolone.
Yeah.
When you unite that with a good tomato, it's just something.
Yeah, I hear that. All right, that's Kurt's favorite. You'd put some pepper on there too, wouldn't you, Kurt?
Well, of course. I mean, you know, you got to have all the, you know, the seasonings. You might even slap a little bit of onion on there.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? It's just...
Now you got a BLT, what do they call that, Supreme, Kurt? BLT Supreme?
O&C, onion and cheese. I mean, you know, BLTOC. So many good things that we have to eat that we...
Kurt puts that thing together with tender love and care, TLC on the BLTOC. You know, so a lot of people like the peanut butter and honey. A lot of people love the peanut butter and jam, Kurt.
Yes.
You know? All right.
Yeah, this one guy that makes this cactus jelly... I don't know if you ever had cactus jelly.
I don't think so. I've had cactus cooler soda pop before.
Well, anyway, this guy, he and his wife, they're from southern Utah, and they make this cactus jelly. And, you know, lately they've been buying the honey from us to make it with, you know, honey, cactus jelly with honey. So
well, I like that.
Cactus,
I'll try that.
And somehow they make it into like a cactus juice. I don't know exactly the process.
That actually sounds interesting, if you ask me. I think that'd be cool.
It's kind of spicy. And
now,
anyway, interesting.
You got to understand, Kurt, this is serious business, this National Sandwich Day. I mean, CNN's on it. The other networks are falling behind.
Who cares about Benghazi, you know?
Well, Kurt, that's just stirring up controversy and trouble.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you
now,
you gotta
leave all that.
If I was moderator, I would decide my vote based on what sandwich... They were willing to endorse.
Big, you know, Republican thing.
Darn right. We're talking serious business. Now, what's your favorite restaurant for sandwiches, Kurt? You know, you got the Hoagie Yogi in some of the small towns. You got Subways everywhere. You got Firehouse Subs going on. You got Jimmy John's.
I'm not familiar. Have you had the Firehouse Subs?
I've had every one of them, buddy. Come on.
I
believe in National Sandwich Day, my friend. 365 and a quarter.
You do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Now, really, you've never been to Jimmy John's? Oh, I've taken you there.
I've been to Jimmy John's, just not the Firehouse.
Freaky fast delivery at Jimmy John's.
Yes.
Seen those dudes on their bikes just busting out and delivering. I'm talking about it. So, what about Firehouse Subs? You've never been there?
No, I've heard some.
Kurt, what is wrong with you?
Well, I'm just not a good American as I should have been.
I know. There's forgiveness in this world, my friend.
Yeah,
you can repent. You can change. You can grow into supporting. Look, the whole economy depends on this, buddy. National Sandwich Day, Black Friday. I mean, these are coming up, buddy. These are landmark, save the country things. Are you going to participate or not? I mean, are you in or what?
Well, yeah. I mean, you'd think I wasn't even American if I didn't do things like that.
I hear that. I mean, I'm wondering already. Now, Kurt, at the Firehouse Sub locations, they got wheat bread, buddy. Now, they got all kind of sub sandwiches. They're just phenomenal sandwiches. Now, we had, and I didn't even know this, but it was National Sandwich Day today, but we had Firehouse subs last night for dinner. I just kind of...
You guys, we're just jumping the gun.
In my typical fashion, jumping the gun, that's right.
Yeah.
Just, you know how I am. But in fact, I think what happened is they looked at sandwiches last night and they said, you know what? It's got to be National Sandwich Day in the morning.
Wow.
And they did. It's just phenomenal. And we're going to talk about sandwiches in a second. You like the lowly PB&J? Now, this might be an anti-women statement. I'll get to it in a second.
With a nice big bunch of cool milk.
Cool milk? What? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And it is indeed National Sandwich Day. And you say, Sam, you're making too much of this. You're going home way too long. It is getting boring. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand the importance of this. Now listen to me. Today is National Sandwich Day 2015. Now, authors are writing about it all over. And one author even says it like this. Ready? It's the golden age of sandwiches. And these chains are spreading the gospel. See, it's like a religion, Kurt. National Sandwich Day. People look forward
Hallelujah.
To it every year. Now Kurt's getting the spirit. Darn right. Now, Kurt, my boys kind of like to joke about girls because what happens is the girls in my family get all riled up when they get teased, okay?
Yeah, which encourages the more
teasing. Yeah,
the same. Uh-huh.
And so my boys always say when they talk about a girl, you know, girls they like and this kind of different stuff, and they always say, "Well, can she make a good sandwich?" Uh-huh. And if she can, then, you know, she's a real woman. And if she can't, then it's like, couldn't have that. Now, I know you'd say that's a, you know, real feminist or mocking thing to do. It'd be chauvinistic, yeah, to say the least. I mean, their chivalry would be left at the door, kind of an idea. But they joke about this, but I kind of find it fascinating when we think about National Sandwich Day. I mean, people ought to decide their marriages and everything else, their politics on, hey, do you pick a good or make a good sandwich? What do you think of that, Kurt? I mean, this is serious.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, believe it or not, people are even picking the top 25 sandwich shops across America. They got a New York chain of special sandwich. They even got one called Witchcraft, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going there. I'm just telling you right now. Okay, I know it's a play on words. I get it. I'm just not interested. Now, you cool with that, Kurt?
I'll probably not head to Witchcraft, you know, but sandwich, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was thinking of our buddies at the State Street Grill.
They don't make sandwiches, Kurt. Come on.
Well, you gotta call a hamburger a sandwich.
It's, oh, heck no, come on.
You know, it's certainly a sandwich with all those different trimmings, you know, and stuff. It's got a top and a bottom and stuff inside. I mean, you know, those are just their kind, you know.
Yeah. So you're saying a hamburger counts as a sandwich, Kurt. Now Kurt wants to go to, like, Carl's
Jr.
I'm
just telling you, that, you know, when you look at all the, what is the definition of a sandwich? As far as I know, it's, you know, it's just.
Kurt just wants to define everything and stuff. Just eat and enjoy, buddy. Come on.
That's what people do.
Now, Kurt, they even have this for a headline. You ready?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you the 21 sandwich shops in America you got to eat at before you die, buddy.
Okay.
I mean, if there's things on your bucket list, my friend.
You got to make it up right there, huh?
You got to get on these 21 sandwich shops before you kick the bucket. I find that fascinating. Everybody works on their bucket list before they kick the bucket.
Yeah.
Isn't that? Now, some people even say, Kurt, you know, they take the parable, you know, someone asks you to walk with them a mile. If you can get the right sandwich, buddy, you'd walk with them. Two people are saying now.
Uh-huh.
And some people are saying, man, I'd walk 25 miles for the favorite sandwich that I like.
Yeah.
All right. Now, BuzzFeed, even the tech folks are getting into the sandwich game, Kurt. So they said, what are the best sandwich choices? In Detroit, you can go to Mudgee's. Now, have you ever been to Mudgee's, Kurt?
No.
You don't know about Mudgee's. Kurt,
do
what?
You?
Absolutely. Come on. You go to Mudgee's, buddy, and you can get a meatball. It's a huge Italian meatball in a cup, and you just buy a meatball, and it's so big. It's like, I don't know, 10 meatballs size.
And that's what you put inside a sandwich?
No, that's just one option they have. I just told you that because if you go to Mudgee's, you'll know that I've been there, because if I couldn't tell you that detail. I mean, if I tell you that detail, you know that I'm telling you the truth. I've been there, buddy. They have a bunch of different sandwiches there. And they've got house-made vegetable cream cheese, for instance, Kurt, over there.
House-made vegetable cream cheese,
you said? That's what they got, buddy.
Huh.
Yeah. Now, they got Ike's Place down there in San Francisco, buddy.
Ike's Place.
Yeah. They name their sandwiches, Kurt, after celebrities and famous fictional characters.
Is that like Tina Turner's old friend, Ike?
Yeah.
Or is it...
I mean, some of them are good, Kurt.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Good point.
Now, they got Hoagie Heaven down there in Princeton, New Jersey, buddy.
Hoagie Heaven.
Yeah. But, buddy, this is like going to heaven.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
You got Chandler, Arizona. You got Lee's Sandwiches, buddy. Now, they say the cool part about the sandwich, Kurt, is even the small guys can compete with the big chains. It's about being original. It's about being unique. It's about being creative. Now, Taco Bell wants you to think outside the bun, but not on National Sandwich Day, my friend. No, sir. No. Now, they even got Vietnamese sandwich shops in America, Kurt.
What do they do there?
Well, Vietnamese sandwiches, Kurt.
Yeah, but I mean, what's in that?
Well, Kurt, let me just give an example. Take this simple food called chicken, okay?
Yeah.
Now, if you make chicken, you can make it in different styles. Like, you could do Mexican chicken. Uh-huh. You could do Vietnamese chicken. Now, they wouldn't be the same. What would be the difference? Any idea?
You don't know? Spicier.
Yeah, it would be how they flavor it, what spices and herbs and different things like that they use. A lot of times it's how it's cooked or how it's cut. Kind of makes a difference. Right? I mean, like, you can get this one pastrami with Russian dressing, coleslaw and Swiss cheese served on double-baked rye bread, my friend. See, you don't understand the endless creations that can happen here.
Maybe we should just put on a, a former program and go have a sandwich, huh? I mean, it's a...
You about got me tempted. Now, Kurt, you brought up the breakfast sandwich now.
Oh, that's right.
Now, that dude, I'm telling you right now, is on one of those things called, Kurt.
Well, they put them on those English muffins.
Yeah, they do English muffins sometimes, or they do those, what are those other things called? Croissants?
Yeah.
Is that how you say that, Kurt?
Yeah, croissant. Yeah. Little French.
Yeah, dude.
Lingo for you.
Now, if you go down to that Bakeway Tavern down there in New Orleans, Kurt.
Orleans.
They got the cooked roast beef.
East L.A.
It's a golden shrimp and gravy.
Oh.
Now, you got also the golden grilled Reuben. That dude's got corned beef on it, sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, Thousand Island dressing. And this is serious business, man.
Wow.
You got vegan sandwiches if you go to D.C., Kurt.
Wow,
and you can eat your sandwich to poetry readings.
Yeah. Oh.
Then you got Jerry's down there in Chicago. Now, they believe it or not, Grateful Dead frontman Jerry Garcia, you see, Kurt, down there in Jerry's, is named after the Grateful Dead, okay? Now, this delicious sandwich shop is filled with many. Well, they got Jerry's Neoclassics is what they're called. You got the French dip going on. I mean, just imagine naming your sandwich shop after the frontman of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
All right.
Imagine that.
Now you can go to, all right. My son says he likes the Firehouse Subs the best. And I'm telling you right now, their meatball Firehouse Sub is phenomenal food, buddy. And it's just like, wow, good stuff. The problem is, the better the sandwich tastes, Kurt, the worse it is for you.
Yeah. Well, right? It just means you got to do a little more exercise afterwards.
Kurt thinks you got to exercise.
Hiking in the mountains,
Kurt, do you hike in the mountains?
Well, and when you do that, then you work up a good...
I know, I'm asking if you're doing that. Do you do that?
Right now, but I am looking up the mountains, and I can see...
Kurt looks at the mountains while he's telling us to hike the mountains.
Well, I hike them, but right now I don't.
All right, yesterday we had on Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about a bunch of articles. I'll get to those in seconds. We got a whole lot of news the networks refused to use today coming up. I know that was supposedly a boring segment, but it's amazing. We don't care about the country or morality, but man, Sandwich Day is vital. You got that?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Thank you. This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, so we care more about National Sandwich Day than we really do about the country. And that's kind of why I spend so much time about it. They're even contemplating National Sandwich Month, Kurt. National Sandwich Week 2015.
Now, we don't have time for the Constitution Day.
No.
The 17th of September. But, you know, we could fit in a National Sandwich Month.
Dude, that's why I'm spending so much time on it. It's like, you know what? Americans care about that.
Yeah.
Look, National Sandwich Month, Kurt. Do you know what that is?
No.
Kurt, come on.
Just another thing I don't
know.
See,
you just don't even know. Now, by the way, I didn't know till about 3 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I have no clue. August is National Sandwich Month, Kurt.
Well, there you have it.
Now, why the National Sandwich Day wouldn't be a National Sandwich Month kind of boggles simpletons like me. I just kind of can't understand exactly. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, Kurt, do you know what National Sandwich Week is?
No, it's another thing.
They got
know.
British National Sandwich Week in Britain.
The Brits.
Yeah, it's like May. To the middle of May there.
Mayonnaise.
They got the British Sandwich Association even, Kurt. The BSA. I kid you not. Go look it up if you don't believe me. This is serious, man.
Okay. I know.
And they got Sandwich Designers of the Year that could actually, you know, could you be Sandwich Designer of the Year, Kurt? You could apply to the British Sandwich Association, buddy, and become the British Designer Sandwich Maker of the Year.
Makes me think of that movie Dave when he, you probably don't remember this, but in the movie Dave, the guy's impersonating the president, and he gets hungry in the middle of the night, so he goes down, you know, he's supposed to be the president, but he goes down and wants to make a sandwich, and so his bodyguard, one of the Secret Service agents, is down there, and they make a good sandwich, and he shares the sandwich, and it's a pretty impressive sandwich, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we ought to have a movement to put National Sandwich Day in the middle of National Sandwich Month to kind of cap them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But they got British Sandwich Week. All right. Now, you can say, Sam, you're just wasting too much time on it. But I want you to understand, in America, and this is what I think National Sandwich Day is kind of fun. Okay? I think it's cool to think about and learn about the different creations people can make. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, right? But I mean, we spend more time on this, more money on this, more effort on this, Kurt, than we do on things that matter in America. Okay? Well, so easier. While people are gearing up for National Sandwich Day, we were talking yesterday with Lowell Nelson about U.S. boots on the ground in Syria. Daniel McAdams writes, Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity about, hey, Barack promised he wouldn't put boots on the ground in Syria, but now we're doing it big time. Congress is funding it, Kurt. Just 2 years ago, President Obama promised he wouldn't put boots on the ground. Now, history teaches us that the president lies. Peter Van Buren, Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. Okay, why should we believe you this time, Mr. President? Because history says you lie. Now, we also talked about Jeremy Scahill, I think is how you say his name. He wrote an article called Assassination Nation, just talking about the problems we've got in America, how, you know, we're not standing against the terrorists and the criminals, but we're targeting anybody the president wants to. What do you think of that? Thanks to a new whistleblower within the intelligence communities, The Intercept recently published a drone paper detailing America's assassination agenda. Wow, we talked about the general elections today, Kurt. See, we're going to talk all about National Sandwich Day, but we can't get to the elections.
Well, Sam, you got to first things first.
Now, in Utah, you got to go vote no on what they call Proposition 1. They want to increase taxes, Kurt. You got to say no.
Yes. What?
Absolutely. N-O spells no.
Yes.
Vote no on Prop 1. Please study all proposals. Encourage your neighbors to do likewise, and then make your voice heard today. And by the way, not that many people even vote, Kurt, in what they call off-year elections. This isn't like an off-year election, right?
Yep.
Now, Limbaugh thinks that the media can't take Donald Trump out. For being in the media so long, Rush is quite ignorant, isn't he, Kurt?
I think so.
Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan's kind of mad. Boehner left him a smoke-filled office. He doesn't like it. So you, the taxpayer, is going to fix it. Got it? And there's a nation standoff going on in Boulder, Colorado. The Buddhist College and Prairie Dogs are at, what do they say, at odds, Kurt?
Yeah, those black-tailed prairie dogs are holding them hostage.
I wonder what sandwiches those prairie dogs like, Kurt. I think they like whichever ones they can get their left-handed paws on, huh? Christian Petition targets Chick-fil-A for going gay or promoting the gay agenda. Now, Chick-fil-A, they have sandwiches over there, Kurt.
Yes, they do.
You ever had their chicken salad sandwich?
I don't think so.
All right, there's hope for you. Study more than two-thirds of patients on antidepressants, Kurt, aren't even depressed. At least one out of every four women and one out of every seven men are on antidepressant meds. Dave Ramsey talks about less stress, less income. Trump wants to revoke passports for those who go fight for ISIS. And that was a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. I don't even understand how we could broadcast if it was not National Sandwich Day. I don't understand how we could even get on the air and function. Today is National Sandwich Day 2015. It's the golden age of sandwiches, and these chains are spreading the gospel. Kurt, you can get discounts all over the place today. Now, Kurt, you know Rachel Dolezal is old, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's that one that tried to fake like she was a black lady.
No, Kurt, she's really black. She just wasn't born black.
Oh, that's right. She identifies as a black.
That, now you're talking. Now you're learning. Yeah. What I find fascinating is if you identify as a female, Kurt, tomorrow you just wake up and you're like, you know what? I'm feeling femmy. I'm a female today. Then you can just go in the female's bathroom and do all these female. Nobody can question that, what you identify with. But if a white girl, born white, identifies black, then she can't do that. Now, WorldNet Daily caught her admitting in an interview that she was not born black. She admits she wasn't, quote, birthed black, if you will.
Yeah.
Now, Kurt, you think there's certain kind of sandwiches that, well, they would be like hate sandwiches, Kurt. I mean, if you were to stereotype, do you think black people eat certain kind of sandwiches and white people eat different kind of sandwiches and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Mexicans have their own sandwiches, Kurt. Do you know what those are called? Remember, you and I had to educate Kurt on these.
Which ones are they?
Remember, we had a big old discussion about these, Kurt. We went to Pupusa's with Richard Mack in D.C. We had a big old discussion about these kind of sandwiches.
Must have missed that.
Kurt, come on. Do you know what a Mexican sandwich is? Do you know what they're called?
Burrito?
No, Kurt. That's thinking outside the bun. That's a tortilla. This is like sandwich bread and the whole bit.
Okay.
All right. I'll make you wait till after the pause to tell you what those are called, okay? Isn't that how I'm supposed to do it in radio?
I guess so.
Yeah. Now, Barack Obama, Kurt's going to defy court on amnesty, says The Hill. He's going to flat out thumb his nose at the court. So here's what I find fascinating. Kim Davis, she defies the court and says, I'm not going to back the gay agenda. I'm not going to sign these gay marriage licenses. It's against my conscience. I won't do it. And the nation just goes crazy. They talk about how evil Kim is, how she doesn't have the right to do that. And they go on and on and on. Now Barack's defying the courts on amnesty. He's going to forge ahead on amnesty regardless of what the judges say, Kurt. And no one really seems to even notice. In fact, I don't see it anywhere in the headlines. How come when Kim Davis defies the court, it's like a meltdown? When Barack, the president, okay, defies the court, it's like, ho-hum. What's up with that?
The king has spoken.
Yeah. Now, Kurt, I guess I have to take a back seat to Glenn Beck. I'm all talk and Glenn's the walk, if you will.
Okay.
I kid you not. Sam Bushman takes a back seat to Glenn Beck because Sam's all talk and Glenn, he walks the walk, bro. You know what I'm talking about, Kurt?
Yeah. What do you do now?
Well, I was talking about creating a talk show host led debate or moderated debate, right?
Okay.
Now, I didn't really have a staff member to assign to it because Kurt was off eating a BLT with Supreme on it. You know what I mean? And so as a result, I couldn't get this done. But I was just talking about it. And, well, Glenn got it done, sir. I'll tell you about that. I'll also tell you what the Mexican sandwiches are called. Just so Kurt can remember this discussion. We had a big old long discussion, and I had to help Kurt understand how it all works and everything. All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable live on National Sandwich Day.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
A sandwich of Mexican origin, ladies and gentlemen, is called a torta. That's right. You remember that now, Kurt? We had a big old discussion about a torta. I asked you if you had a Mexican
torta
sandwich.
Torta is really a cake.
Well, you just tell the Mexicans that then, my friend.
Well, I know. But I'm just...
How do you say it's really a cake if they say that a torta is a sandwich?
Well, I know. I just mean it. You know, in the Spanish that I learned in Uruguay.
Yeah, but Uruguay and Mexico are two different places, my friend.
They are.
And so just because torta means cake in Uruguay, that doesn't mean it means cake in Mexico. I'm telling you. See, you look up torta, Mexican sandwich, there's a whole Wikipedia article on it, my friend. Yeah? And in different Latino countries, the word does mean different things, Kurt. In fact, if you go to the Urban Dictionary, in other words, you use kind of the Ebonic version, then hey. They say a torta's a fat chick that thinks she's hot.
Oh.
So, you know, you can go all kinds of definitions of that. I'm just telling you that if you go into any Mexican restaurant that's, you know, like authentic or whatever, and you ask for a torta, they will give you a sandwich. I promise you. It's a sandwich of Mexican origin. It's called a torta. Mm. And they're good. T-O-R-T-A. What's in them?
Yeah.
Sandwich
beans
meat.
Beans and rice.
No, that's in the burritos, Kurt. Come on.
Yeah, I just figured it would be in a torta.
Yeah. Now, all I'm telling you is they got all different kind of meats on them. They got special sauces and stuff like that. And sometimes there's cabbage on them. Sometimes there's cheese. It's a lot like an American sandwich, except for the spices and the flavors are quite different. They're usually quite large sandwiches too. I mean, if you go to a traditional Mexican restaurant and get a big torta, you'll be full, buddy. I'm telling you right now. So. You don't believe that it's called a torta, though, do you, Kurt?
I do, because you said that.
Well, it isn't because I say so.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't lead me, you know, off the beaten path about that.
Yeah, why don't you look up torta, space, Mexican space sandwich, and see what you get, Kurt.
Okay.
Because I don't deny, for 2 seconds, that a torta in Uruguay might be cake. I mean, it very well could be. I wouldn't really know. I just know that I've been all over northern Mexico, and you can get Mexican food. Oftentimes, you have these little shops, and they have the following things. They have cheeseburgers. They have tortas. And they have tacos and burritos. Most of the fast food restaurants are like that. So there you go.
It says torta. Wikipedia says it's the Mexican sandwich.
See? I just want you to know stuff, Kurt. Now, don't you remember we had that debate while we were eating pupusas in D.C.?
Well, as to it being a debate, I don't remember that. But anyway, I remember now that you mention it, the word torta.
Yeah, it wasn't really a debate in the negative sense. We all learned. I learned that in Uruguay, it's a cake. And, you know, you learned that in Mexico, it's a sandwich. And
Italian and Portuguese word with a wide array of culinary meanings, according to the Wikipedia. A wide array of culinary
meanings. Yeah, I mean, some people call it a sandwich, some people call it cakes. That's a pretty wide array, if you ask me. Yeah. Now, you could do the George Carlin plan and say it's meat cake, if you want to.
It's what?
Meat cake. You know, George Carlin does this comedy routine about it. He's looking in the fridge. He's like, honey, is this good? She's like, smell it.
It says, torta frita is a fried flatbread eaten in Uruguay and Argentina.
Wait a minute. Now you're telling me even in Uruguay it's a sandwich, Kurt. Come on.
Fried flatbread? That sounds like a Navajo taco or just a big scone.
Yeah. Hmm. Different than cake, though. Even in Uruguay, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't know that, though.
Now, here's what happened. Glenn Beck, Kurt, put shame to Sam Bushman. I talked about, you know, getting it together, but Glenn got it done, sir.
Yeah.
RNC spokesman Sean Spicer said the Blaze is a top consideration to host the GOP debates now. No joke, Kurt. You want to know why?
Sure.
Because Glenn Beck wrote a letter to the RNC and said, hey, you know, you guys are looking for debate venues, and the Blaze is it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? They say Republican National Committee Chief Strategist and Communications Director Sean Spicer joined Don Lausch on the Blaze TV and said, hey, you know what? Beck wrote us an open letter, and we're considering the Blaze now.
Huh.
See? So Glenn Beck issued an open letter to the RNC, is what happened, Kurt.
An open letter.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, hats off to Glenn Beck.
I said good for Glenn. At least he's doing something about it. Now, I meant to. I didn't really push it too far, ladies and gentlemen, because I didn't really believe that'd give me traction. I mean, even when I try to contact the candidates, I can't get it done.
Yes.
So I didn't really have a lot of hope in my proposal, but Glenn actually, you know, walked the walk. And Glenn Beck issued an open letter to the RNC requesting the Blaze TV to host what they call the ninth. Is that right? I thought we were only like on the third or fourth. Anyway, hosting the ninth GOP debate.
Seems like the 15th to me.
It'll be February 26, 2016, so he's waiting quite a while then. Like 4 months or whatever it is, right? 5 months? What is it?
Yes.
4 months? Okay. Anyway, and I commend him though, Kurt, because you know what? I'm not a favorite fan of Glenn Beck. And I don't think Glenn Beck's perfect. He probably wouldn't ask the questions that I would ask, and I'm sure he would say the same about me. But I will say this, Kurt. I believe that the Blaze and Glenn Beck would do 1,000 times better at hosting a real debate, asking real questions, not trying to make it a circus, not trying to make it like clown questions, bro stuff, but literally asking real questions of the candidates and holding a fair and honorable debate. I believe that the Blaze would do 1,000 times better job than CNN, than even Fox, than what's that thing? MSNBC or whatever it is?
CNBC.
Because didn't it used to be MSNBC, Kurt?
That's
those people changed their phrases like, you know.
Yeah.
But all I'm telling you is, don't you think the Blaze would do a much better job, Kurt, in their defense?
Yeah, I can't imagine them doing worse than CNBC. That'd be pretty hard, I think. You know, it's difficult to do something much worse than they did. Yeah, it's National Sandwich Day, folks, and I'll tell you what.
I don't know if Glenn
are,
from Philadelphia wants to chime in on National Sandwich Day or if he's more interested in Glenn Beck hosting the debate. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm from Philadelphia. We have hoagies here, so that's the...
Yes, sir.
That is, you know, other places call them. So,
what would you put on the hoagie, though, Glenn?
Yeah, tell us how to make it.
Well, you can get, you know, the standard Italian.
No, I know, but I want to know what Glenn would choose.
Oh, what, me? Oh, I'm sort of roast beef and Swiss, you know, some mayo, lettuce, onion, tomato.
All right.
A little oregano pepper, that sort of thing, you know.
Oregano pepper.
But called a pick on Kurt today. Kurt, if you consider cutting back on the volume, buddy. Are you being passive-aggressive this morning? You're subdued. Dude.
Well, let me explain something about Kurt. Kurt has some strange ideas about sleep and stuff like that. So sometimes in the morning when the rest of us are awake, Kurt's about ready to pass out.
Well, it's a... I'm
he's telling you to get fired up, Kurt.
Awake.
Kurt needs like a Red Bull.
I've been thinking since Sam's been talking so much about food, about all these different foods, and then I've been seeing some different news stories, you know, at the same time. So, you know, sometimes it's one of those things. Our huge staff, you know, makes it so that, well, we could focus on so many things at the same time. Right, Sam?
Darn right. Now, Glenn, what do you think about Glenn Beck hosting the debates? Do you think he'd do a lot better job at it than Fox and CNN and those guys?
Well, I think he'd be more fair. You know, I don't think. I mean, they were obviously so. I mean, it was a mockery. I mean, it was. Farcical. You know what this last Republican debate is. I mean, it's one thing. I like the one debate participant. I forget who it was. It said that none of the people asking the question had any intention of voting in a Republican primary. You know, implying that they were all liberals. You know,
and it was a very valid point, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, I hear people like apparently the parties got together and edged out the League of Women Voters, who were, you know, that I mean, for decades, the League of Women Voters. I mean, this was a direct result of the suffrage movement. You know, that the once women had the right to vote, they wanted informed voters, and they did a wonderful job of bringing, you know, the issues to the table and hosting the debates. Whatever happened to platforms? Platforms are made of planks, individual issues, issue-oriented questions.
Valid point. Valid point, Glenn. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
In fact, Trump's not aboard, though. See, Trump and Beck don't get along either. So now that Beck's offering to host the debates, the reports are out now that Donald Trump may deal directly with the TV networks on the debates, blowing up collective GOP efforts. So now Trump's not going along. He's going to hammer out his own deal with the debates. If he doesn't get his demands met, he ain't showing up.
First of all, yeah, and these debates aren't really debates. They're like collective, you know, news conferences. They fire questions, and they're disproportionately oriented in terms of time toward the individual people. I mean, a debate, you have Robert's Rules of Order and judges, and questions are issued, you know, responses are made, rejoinders, and then, you know, judges judge, you know, the responses. They're calling these debates is almost in itself farcical.
Great point. We're flat out of time. Thanks for the call, Glenn.
Take care.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, he'd get a hoagie. Roast beef on that dude. Friend of mine that's a cattleman, he says chicken will give you headaches. Don't eat it. Eat beef. He's just kidding, obviously. Now the Chick-fil-A guys are saying, amen. Save the cows, right? So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You got the chicken or the beef eaters. Another divide in America. This nation shall endure.